Isten áldjon meg. God bless you. As Jay told you and I am telling you now, Unitarians in Transylvania have the tradition to greet each other with these words, Isten áldjon meg. It is amazing that even if we meet on the street, we greet each other like this. So whenever you hear God bless you, you know that you are speaking with a Unitarian. There is another tradition in our church, is that in every sermon we read from the Bible. So today I will honor that tradition and I will read from the New Testament. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Amen. Thank you for inviting me here. It's an honor to be in this fellowship. Even if I just found out that this is not your regular meeting place, I was waiting to see where Jay goes to worship. He has been a close friend to us, and he drove me on many preaching occasions, and we spent a lot of time together. So he might be bored by my sermon, but
not yet.
Good. So, me and my family, we are here in Berkeley since August 2013, and I just graduated from Star King. It was an amazing year. I learned a lot, but I also, as a Balázs scholar, I learned a lot when I traveled to different congregations, meet different UUs, because you are not the same. It was very interesting. No, you are not. It was very interesting to me to see that one congregation, for example, let's say the Oakland congregation, it's way different than the congregation in Grass Valley. So I have been learning a lot about UUism, about how you organize your churches, how you try to live your religious lives and outside of the church. And I also have been teaching about Unitarians in Transylvania. And the very first thing that I have to tell when I'm speaking about Unitarians in Transylvania is that Transylvania is real. It is real. There's no Dracula in Transylvania. I'm a human. You could see I drink water. So this is the very first thing that I have to teach. I have to say, well, even my existence was questioned, so I have to defend myself. I think that every sermon has one basic requirement: the common ground, the common language between the preacher and the listener, so they can realize the realities they face together, they can form vision about where they want to head, and they can gain willingness and power from each other to fulfill that vision. So I thought that today I will preach in Hungarian. No, I will try to preach in English. And I hope that we will be able to find together this common ground, the common language, and take a step forward in our understanding of the true partnership between Unitarians in Transylvania and UUs in the United States. I want to talk about partner church relationships, but I feel that I have really hard job today because Unitarians in Transylvania and UUs have a lot of things in common. But one thing that they have in common is that they think with reason, and by this, they like to talk about spirituality instead of experiencing spirituality. So it is hard to talk about partner church experiences, relationships. In order to fully understand, you have to experience it. And I believe that Jay can support me in that. So a fully understanding means experience it. Well, unfortunately, I don't have a time machine which can transport us in Transylvania and make that an experience for each of us. So I was thinking about an analogy that will bring closer, maybe make an experience, this partner church relationship for us. I think that the partner church movement is like a river. Please close your eyes. Close your eyes and imagine that you are standing by the river. You can feel the wind. You can hear the water flowing. You can smell all those amazing smells. You are at the river. You can step into the river. You can be part of the river. You can give yourself to that river. Change the river. It will be never the same. You stepped into that river. And now step out from the river, come back to the sanctuary. I think that the analogy is complete in the first place because the river has a very simple beginning. The Mississippi River, for instance, rises in the northern part of the United States, fed by perpetual snows. At its source, it's unpretentious. It's simple. It increases in momentum. It increases in depth, in turbulence, as it makes its journey down the broad expanse of Americas until, at last, it empties itself in the Gulf of Mexico, which, in a sense, is the triumph of its own achievement. The start of the partner church relationships comes from a very basic need. The need to meet, to be together with people who think alike, who love alike, who have similar visions, who have similar dreams, beliefs as we do. A great thing for a small group, congregation, fellowship is that to gain strength, and after feeling safe in their environment, is to reach out to other ones who are the same as they are. When I was in Seattle, I preached there and I met Leon Hopper. Leon Hopper was one of the first pilgrims to Transylvania, and he urged this partnership, and he was president of the Partner Church Council. And as he was there, and you know, I felt very lucky to meet him and be able to talk with him because he is very old, I had to ask him a question. Why did you do it? Why did you go to Transylvania? Why did you embrace Unitarians in Transylvania? Why did you help this partnership to be born? And amazingly, I was expecting for a complicated answer, because the partner church relationships, the partner church movement, it is complicated. But no, he gave me the simple, I had to do it. And then I felt that this need to reach out to others who are similar, who are the same as we are, comes from our very inner side, and we just have to do it. It is the nature of the river to flow. It never stops. It is always moving, always in process. Long ago, Heraclitus reminded us that no man bathes twice in the same stream. There seems to be an infinite urgency that keeps the water on business bent. The water is not the same in the Gulf than it was when it started. It's not the same. If you look at two points, you can feel that there is a huge difference. The river had grown. The river brought many things with it. The river was wild. The river was calm. The river had changed. So did the partner church movement. It has changed a lot since it took its start in the 1990s. So the first trip to Transylvania was made by only a couple of folks who, when they came home, they urged UU congregations to form partnerships with Unitarian churches in Transylvania. And many churches did form partner church relationships. At the beginnings, I think that these partnerships were more like a UU congregation adopting a Unitarian congregation. You can imagine that after the collapse of the communist regime, when during the regime people were forbidden to go to church, to exercise their religious lives, and buildings were taken away, and the churches were in great need, UU congregations adopted Unitarian congregations and helped a lot in building today's Unitarian church. As I was a member of the youth group in Shepshi Sengyurgy, St. George. And I saw that you use come in to the church. I asked myself one basic question. Why do they come? And my answer was very simple. Well, on one hand, they want to learn about their religious roots, which I thought that it is fine. It is good to learn about your roots, because if you learn about your history, you learn about your present, you learn about yourself, and you also learn about your future, where you might be heading. So it was great learning about history. The other thing, I thought that, well, they have a surplus of money which they want to give to the churches in Transylvania, which might have been true. But I had to realize that my answers were very basic and very simple and maybe superficial. Because when people entered in the church and a UU met a Unitarian, one spoke English, the other one spoke Hungarian, tried to speak Romanian, had to realize the English guy, the American guy, doesn't understand the thing, but they could connect. When we went up to the sanctuary, I could feel that there's no need of language. They are standing on a common ground. They are connected through their souls. And it was amazing, because I understood that it is not about, not only about history and money and institution. It is more about personal relationships. So partner church movement, I think, partnership stands on the ground of personal relationships. And Jay here is a great example of these personal relationships. He knows a lot of Unitarian ministers and lay people, I'm sure. And this is what is important: forming personal relationships rather than institutional relationships. Let's return once again to the image of the river. What can we see? There are two things. There's the river flowing, the river which represents the partner church movement relationships. It is changing. We are observing, being part of this change. We are now standing on one of the banks of the river. In Kocsord, Unitarians in Kocsord, your partner church, are standing now on the other banks of the river, on the other side. It is up to us now, as you heard, that Transylvania is real. There are no vampires on the other side. It is up to us. We should ask this question from ourselves. Do we take a step backwards and say that, well, we are busy. We are not interested in any kind of partnership. We are happy with what we got, or we take a step forward. We step into the river, influence that river, give only a small part of ourselves to that river, change that river, make this partnership richer. There is one more thing. If we look at the river, and this comes from my Unitarian tradition, When we look at the river and at various points, we can observe the soil under the water. We can see the rocks. We can see the sand. But in other parts of the river, we can't see anything. But it is there. It is there and holding the river and holding the two banks, holding us. This is what I call God. And it is amazing to feel that this God holds this partnership in its palms. It is amazing that we can say that you can name this God Spirit, Father or Mother, Universe. But it is the same thing that we feel and we experience and want to experience. So thank you for being here today with me and helping me to experience this hidden, sometimes very mystical God. Amen.